The next patient is Barbara Gordon. The last name is G-O-R-D, like in Delta, O-N. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female patient of Ms. Josephic, J-O-S-E-F-Y-K. APRN. Refer to this practice because of the presence of deterioration of the kidney function. In the middle part of 2023, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.5. And in March, it was 1.9, but most importantly, there was evidence of a significant albuminuria of 640. The patient has been under significant amount of stress. She used to live in Virginia and decided to move down to Florida. And apparently she had to take care of the house and the moving all by herself. She was under a lot of pressure. She had to get rid of some of the equipment that the husband that was in at one time in the construction business had in the house. The patient was getting weak, was getting tired, and finally she just moved down into this area at the beginning of this year. In the last 5 weeks, the patient has been getting much better. She has been gaining weight. She's down from 104 pounds to 114 pounds. The albumin is 4.1. She's stronger, and the main complaint has been deterioration and tingling in both lower extremities. In the past medical history, the patient has hypothyroidism, hypertension, a questionable atrial fibrillation, and vitamin D deficiency. It is my impression that the patient had a high degree of anxiety and that impaired the immune system. And now that she's getting calmer and getting better, it's going to give us time to retrieve the information from the doctors up in Virginia. We are going to let her continue eating with the same medications, and we are going to monitor her in a short period of time. The latest information that we have on February the 29th, 2024, the creatinine was 1.97, the BUN was 38, the estimated GFR 24. I have to point out that the patient doesn't have any anemia. The patient does not have hypercalcemia. The patient has one trace of protein, and the albumin creatinine ratio elevated at 640. The thyroid profile is completely normal. The hemoglobin A1C is 6. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. She is taking supplements, and the last laboratory reported in February was 60. Following number, the patient has a history of hyponatremia that is no longer present. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is not present at the present time clinically, and the patient is not anticoagulated. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure at home has been within a normal range. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, and the therapy, the TSH, T3 and T4 has been within normal limits. The patient has anxiety, and she's taking medication in order to improve that condition. It seems to me that the patient has peripheral neuropathy, but before we are going to replace and recommend vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin B, and we'll reevaluate. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup, and we're going to retrieve all the information and the ultrasound that was done in Virginia. Thanks a lot for your referral. I'll keep you posted with the progress.